With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon will send Ukraine $275 million in new weapons, including an undisclosed number of anti-personnel landmines. The latest from correspondent Tara Kopp.
Russia's amassing thousands and thousands of troops in the Kursk region, and most of them are now moving by foot. In addition, they've also shifted forces they've received from North Korea, up to 12,000 already, into the same region to start to push back Ukrainian forces. So now the idea is to move as individuals on foot and have harder targets. Ukraine is intending to use these mines to heavily mine that area and make it more difficult for the troops to advance. The United States has not provided Ukraine anti-personnel mines to date because ultimately the people that pay the price for these weapons usually end up being civilians. The U.S. announced today that the type of anti-personnel mines it will provide will be non-persistent, meaning that they will be battery-operated and will have a short lifespan.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump tapping former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker as the next NATO ambassador. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Trump said in a statement, Whitaker was a, quote, strong warrior and loyal patriot, who will, quote, ensure the United States' interests are advanced and defended and strengthen relationships with our NATO allies and stand firm in the face of threats to peace and stability. Whitaker had been considered a potential pick for Attorney General, a position Trump instead gave to former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The president-elect has expressed skepticism about NATO, the bedrock Western alliance, for years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Philadelphia jury has awarded $11 million to a man whose holstered Sig Sauer went off by itself as he was walking down a flight of steps. The jury award is the second major verdict this year against the embattled gun manufacturer over its P320 model. This is SRN News. A new poll shows faith is on the wane in the United States.
According to the latest from Rasmussen Reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate that previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An event billed as Switzerland's biggest video game competition canceled after the host team founder posted a pro-life comment on social media and three other teams pulled out. Teams issued a statement saying they condemn the comment, adding they can in no way continue associating our clubs and our values with that kind of speech. This is SRN News. California saying no to a minimum wage increase.
Voters rejected a measure on the November ballot that would have raised the minimum wage for most workers to $18 an hour. The rate would be on par with Hawaii and the highest statewide minimum wage in the country. Proponents of the failed initiative said it would have helped millions of workers support their families. Opponents say it would have increased costs, led to higher taxes, and pushed businesses to cut jobs. California's current minimum wage for most workers is $16 per hour. John Scott reporting.
One of the richest people in the world indicted in the U.S. on charges he duped investors in a massive solar energy project in India by concealing that it was facilitated by an alleged bribery scheme. Indian businessman Gautam Adani was charged in that indictment, unsealed Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.